settling our posture. Even if our legs are getting a bit tired by now, if we start off in the right meditation posture, and then whenever you need to move or change position, that's fine. But it's good to start off again, to reboot as it is. So a nice straight spine, imagining that thread of light through your body, out the crown of your head. And every time you breathe in, feel that your posture kind of becomes more alert, straighter, more aligned. And then as you breathe out, let go of tension and discomfort, especially from around the neck and the shoulders. And once the posture is aligned, then we can align our internal posture, our motivation, refresh our motivation. So even though many times what brings us to a Dharma center are the affairs of this life going wrong or being difficult, that's just our starting off point. Actually, we must deepen our motivation that it's not just for those things going wrong. Because if it's just for those things, then once everything's going okay again, we'll stop coming. So, deepening our purpose for being here to get right to the very machinery of samsara and to stop that entire cyclic existence. Recognizing that where we have an unstable work environment, we're not sure how long we're going to be here, what the quality of being here is going to be like. And yet we have this incredible opportunity in our hands right now. We have an understanding of the Buddha Dharma that all of this is possible. It's not just wishful thinking, it's not just a nice idea, but it's actually based solidly in mind science, in cause and effect. And it's not just us that's at stake here, but it's all living beings, whether we love them, whether we hate them, whether we forget about them, they're all just like us in that they're suffering. And just like us, they can't bear it. So, what can we do to be able to help this situation is go for refuge. And we have the very best refuge of the three rare sublime ones, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, introduced to us from our most precious guru. So, bring these spiritual friends to mind, Shakyamuni Buddha, radiant and golden. In front of him, your root guru, and both of them looking at you with great affection. Surrounding them, all the lineages and the multitudes of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all of the practitioners along the various paths. The Dharma protectors against all of the being obstacled on all those different levels, outer, inner, and secret obstacles. And even the support of all the kings of the four directions and the worldly beings being harmonious with our environment. And the entire refuge field is also going for refuge to the Guru Buddha. So we can think that we're at the feet of the refuge field and recite our preliminary prayers. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The Four Immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And the Seven Limb Prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. And offering a mandala. Ôi sa chi phoi kim chúi chim mẹ tôi trong rìa rớt linh chi ni tê kia phai tìm sang kia xin tui mi tê ô Hi troi unanda chit lai cho pai sho idam kuru rana mandala kauni atayami. Think that our mandala is very joyously accepted. So to deepen our experience of these four common nondros, and the meditation on the unsatisfactory nature of samsara, the ocean of samsara. So again, taking a deep breath and allowing your body to settle into a comfortable position, just like a ship finding its anchor in a vast ocean. And each time you exhale, let go of tension and imagining it as waves receding and gentling away from your mind's shore. And making sure that we have the altruistic intention to do this reflection, to explore samsara and its relationship to refuge, seeking to navigate beyond cyclic existence so as to benefit others. So picture yourself adrift in an endless ocean. And this ocean, the unpredictable expanse, represents samsara. And it's just writhing and seething with all of the beings within samsara. And we're tossed by waves of birth, aging, sickness, and death, never finding true stability. And just as a sailor chases the illusion of a safe harbor, we pursue temporary pleasures, mistaking them for fulfillment. When the sea is calm, we forget and we think everything is fine. But then once more, the waves rise up. It's like being caught in a whirlpool, circling through realms of existence, driven by karma and delusions. So, how might recognizing samsara's limitations shift your perspective on what's truly important? It's by understanding samsara's faults that we seek a way out, that we seek a true refuge beyond these turbulent waters. And this realization is like spotting a lighthouse guiding us towards liberation and enlightenment. Can you recall feeling deeply dissatisfied with worldly pursuits, sensing there must be something more meaningful? So, this glimpse into samsara's limitations nudges us towards higher spiritual aspirations. It's like realizing that true safety lies not in finding a better boat, but in reaching the far shore beyond the ocean. So, how might embracing the non-dual of refuge transform your approach to life's challenges? And so then, when we recognize samsara's limitations, instead of being dismayed, using this insight as motivation to deepen our refuge and to follow that lighthouse and navigate beyond the sea of samsara, towards full enlightenment. So with this kind of determination, then we recite our refuge recitations. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. For my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my merits of generosity and so forth, may I become a Buddha to benefit transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, sangye la kyapsu chiwo, chula kyapsu chiwo, gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, sangye la kyapsu chiwo, chula kyapsu chiwo, gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, sangye la kyapsu chiwo, chula kyapsu chiwo, gendun la kyapsu chiwo. Lama la kyapsu chiwo. So each time the light of the lighthouse goes round, a recitation of the refuge drawing you closer to the far shore, to enlightenment's shore. And so, as the light streams from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha and the entire refuge field, feel that you are blessed with their inspiration, their guidance, protection, and all of our impulse to lay blame for the boat. For our ills, blame for samsara, for our ills. all of these kind of short-sighted attitudes are purified and cleansed from your continuum. We don't need a better boat. It's not the fault of the boat. It's not the fault of the ocean. The ocean just does what it does. It's no good wishing for calm waves. They will always change. So, giving up not just samsara, but all the causes of samsara, and feeling that as the light streams from the refuge field, you are able to do this. So, releasing not just the suffering, but all the causes of the suffering. And recognizing how tricky samsara can be, that even if the waves subside and we find ourselves in the sun, nice calm sea, it's more like just being in the doldrums. Everything's calm and flat, and we think, ah, oh, finally everything's okay. But it's just a temporary thing. That's not the nature of the sea. The nature of the sea is to change. And when it changes, we're so shocked. And again, we struggle to keep our head above water. So, having a glimpse of the far shore, enlightenment's shore, and putting all of our devotion and our dedication towards a refuge, towards the three rare sublime ones who can help us navigate across the great ocean of samsara. and recognizing that while we still have relative control of our boat, we're not in a huge whirlpool, we're not in a huge storm being obstacled. Now is our chance to directly, intimately request the refuge field to protect us and guide us. And from the strength of our request, spontaneously light flows from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha and the whole refuge field, blessing you, blessing us. And as you feel that your determination becomes stronger, that you manage to wrench your mind away from all of the distractions and terrors of samsara and towards the Dharma. In your mind's eye, you see how the refuge field are so happy to help you, and they promise to help and protect you. All you have to do is take your gaze away from the distractions of samsara and see all these beings who have achieved refuge, willing and very able to help us, very pleased with you. And as your whole attitude becomes open to this through the practice of the recitations, the blessings of the refuge field flow towards you, filling your whole body and mind, healing all the diseases, your life force becoming very strong, your body's energy stabilizing, becoming strong, and all of your merits and good qualities increasing as the light absorbs into you continuously into every atom of your body. Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Chö la kyapsu chiwo, Gendun la kyapsu chiwo, Lama la kyapsu chiwo, Sangya la kyapsu chiwo, Then really feel in your heart the determination to follow the navigation of the all of the instructions in the Lam Rim under the power of karmic cause and effect, and to release your preoccupation with the eight worldly concerns that are usually how we navigate. I feel really happy to be free of those eight worldly concerns and have the tried and true navigation system of the Lam Rim. So the refuge field begins to dissolve into light, into its true nature of emptiness from the outside inwards. All of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas absorbing into your guru's heart. All of the lineage gurus absorbing one into the next, and then into your guru. Your guru absorbing into the heart of the Buddha without dissolving into light but keeping his form. Shakyamuni Buddha growing brighter and gradually smaller, coming across space to just above the crown of your head, dissolving into light, and this light melting down into your crown, coming to rest at the level of your heart. And in that light, meditate on the emptiness of the I. And really feel there is no distinction between your mind and the blissful Dharmakaya mind of the Buddha. And then your mind, blissfully realizing emptiness, spontaneously arises through the power of your bodhicitta into a form to continue helping sentient beings. And we can recite the dedication prayers. Yo din yo do da lama sangye troy gyo nim troy wa chi kyan ma lu pa te sa la ko va Chang chu sem cho rinpoche ma ke pa nam ke gyu chi ke wa nyang pa me pa ya con e con de bel wa shu mo le ton ni ta wa rinpoche ma ke pa nam ke gyu chi ke wa nyang pa me pa ya con e con de bel Rimni topa rinpoche ma kia pana kia gyochi kia wa nyampa me pa ya kone konto pa washi. And then bring our practice to His Holiness in the form of light that absorbs into His heart. Jite kanti pende malupa Kale joe sabel yis noi kadri so me tenzi kya sulala sa dev so tu she on fushu Yon so so pe to ten rim po she ne she tan tro pe sin chim pel wa la na ya mi chon so pe ko cha chen so me che so la ma so wa de Jetsun lame kutse rupten shin nam ka trin le cho cho ke pa dam lo san te pe tro me sa son gi tro we mo sel ta tu en gi wo chi